Invited panelists spoke out against a new national oceans policy at a congressional subcommittee hearing in Anchorage this morning. Congressman Don Young chaired the subcommittee on fisheries, wildlife, oceans, and insular affairs oversight hearing, with Senator Lisa Murkowski sitting beside him on the dais as an invited guest. Don Young called the new version of the oceans policy too complicated while criticizing the Obama administration's disregard for stakeholder involvement.
Now, without statutory authorization, the administration has decided to create a new, vague regulatory bureaucracy through the executive order.
Young pointed to a provision for a coastal marine spatial planning initiative as the most troubling, saying it would establish 9 regional planning bodies composed of federal agencies that would authorize coastal zone planning.
The reach of this ocean policy will stretch throughout the entire state and affect almost all activity that requires a federal permit.
Young said the oceans policy could create a new layer of fisheries regulation topping that of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. Representatives from Alaska's development interests, fishing, mining, oil, and gas, and from the state administration and the legislature panned the new legislation. Commentators, including State Representative Reggie Jewell, a Democrat from Kotzebue, said the legislation would add an additional thicket of regulation to existing state and federal permitting regimes while creating potential legal blocks to proposed development projects. Doug Vincent Lang spoke for the State Department of Fish and Game. He said the oceans policy federalizes the decision process and embeds authority in regional boards dominated by federal agencies.
Alaska's marine coastal resources and their uses are already tightly regulated by a vast and diverse array of federal, state, and local authorities. We do not believe additional federal regulatory oversight is needed.
Senator Murkowski said the oceans policy is an attempt by the federal government to challenge states' rights.
I think we recognize that this is yet another attempt by the executive branch to tell us how we can and how we cannot use our oceans and our coasts.
Murkowski said one-size-fits-all standards rarely work for Alaska. The sole defender of the oceans legislation at the meeting was Dr. John Farrell, executive director of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission. Farrell commented only in the context of the Arctic Research Commission's recommendations submitted to the Arctic portion of the draft implementation plan for the National Ocean Policy.
And the 5 actions that we proposed, we think, are very beneficial to not only the state, but the public and the private sectors. It would help make sure there's safe shipping. It would help industry better understand environmental changes and so on. So we think the Arctic component is certainly beneficial private and public interests.
Congressman Young cautioned that the oceans policy legislation, which has been under development for the past 2 years, creates additional federal oversight panels which could reach far inland. The Obama administration's national ocean policy calls for a new ocean zoning authority headed by 9 federally dominated regional planning bodies which will have no representation by the communities and businesses that will actually be impacted by their regulations. Young said the administration refuses to tell Congress how much money it will be diverting from other uses to fund this new policy.